go to a Catholic Answers app listener in Ohio named Anon, or possibly Anon, or Anon. You there, Anon?
Awkward. How are you doing?
Hey, Anon, welcome.
Hi. My question for Jimmy was, I've heard a lot of Protestants argue that it is finished means paid in full, and I know that's incorrect. I just want Jimmy to tell me the correct interpretation.
Okay. Jesus on the cross, right?
Right. This is from
John 19, maybe?
Yes, John 19:30, and Jesus... In an English translation, it will say that Jesus says, it is finished. In Greek, the word is tetelestai, and that's a form of the Greek verb teleo, which means to finish or to end. And so in terms of what it means it is finished or it is ended. It doesn't mean it is paid in full. That's a gloss. It's an interpretation of what Jesus said. It's not what he actually said. And so so it's fair to point that out. Now, on the other hand, I wouldn't be overly hostile to the idea of, as long as we're understanding this isn't literally what Jesus said, well, sure, he did pay for our salvation in full on the cross. He paid more than he paid superabundantly for the salvation of the world on the cross. And so I don't particularly have an objection if you want to say, well, that's part of his meaning here. Okay, fine. It's part of his meaning. But we then need to be careful about what implications we draw from that. If they are wanting to, if the people you're listening to are wanting to draw implications like, therefore, we don't need to obey God because he paid for all of our sins, so we can just go on sinning. Well, okay, that's not part of Jesus's meaning. Similarly, if they want to say, well, he paid everything in full, therefore we don't have to in any way cooperate with God's grace for salvation, then, well, no, that's not part of his meaning either. Or if they think, well, he paid for our salvation on the cross, therefore God's salvation is applied to us all in a single moment and there's nothing left to be done, like growing in holiness and sanctification, then no, that's not what Jesus meant. And so the problem is not so much with the idea that there's a sense in which he paid for our salvation in full. He did. But it's the implications you're drawing from that are potentially problematic. And you're not reading them straight out of the verb. The verb just means it is finished or it is ended. I could eat a pizza and say tetelestai in Greek, as long as I hadn't yet become hungry again, and it would be a perfectly legitimate use of the verb. It wouldn't mean that I've paid anything in full. In fact, I might not have paid for the pizza at all. So we need to be clear what the word means and then what implications it has, and those are different issues. Hope that's helpful.
Good. Yeah, I was just thinking, if they really took that, you know, really hardcore paid in full, they'd basically be universalists.
Potentially, yeah. That's another illustration of how someone could take the idea that Jesus paid in full for our salvation and draw misleading implications out of it, like therefore everybody in the world is saved or something like that.
Thank you very much for the call, Anonymous.